This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David Furt. New Jersey Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg became a familiar figure in the state through her work on the Bridgegate Legislative Committee.
There could not be a traffic study about something that was non-existent.
Her aggressive push for a new Port Authority bus terminal.
We've spent 2 years reminding the commissioners on the Port Authority a new bus terminal needs to get into their 10-year capital plan.
And, of course, through her famously contentious relationship with former Governor Chris Christie. Here is a brief example from his old Ask the Governor show when she was a surprise caller.
Hi, Governor. It's Senator Loretta Weinberg speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm finding a kinder, gentler governor at the other end of the telephone.
For you, you never know.
Well, let's try, okay?
Senator Loretta Weinberg joins us on This Week in Politics. Welcome.
Thank you very much. You made me smile reviewing those highlights.
Just a few of the highlights. Now, we're going to get to the minimum wage bill and redistricting in New Jersey, but first, you're chairing the legislative investigation into the hiring of Al Alvarez. He worked for the Murphy campaign and was accused of rape, and then was hired as chief of staff at the Schools Development Authority. This week, Governor Phil Murphy confirmed that he will allow your legislative committee to interview six of his top staff members about Alvarez. In a testimony, the accuser, Katie Brennan, said she alerted members of the administration about her allegations, and nothing of consequence was done.
Why did I have to tell my story to the Wall Street Journal for the administration to acknowledge that it should not have hired Mr. Alvarez?
Senator Weinberg, you are a co-chair of that committee. What are your concerns, and what do you want to know from these staff members?
We really want to see specifically what went wrong here, and how can it lead us to new policies and procedures so that this kind of inaction, or at least unresponsiveness, no longer happens. Mr. Alvarez, when he was hired in the state, was not charged with anything. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, should his employers have, or potential employers, have known that he was under investigation? And who knew what when? And should that kind of information be shared when you are dealing with senior management in a new administration?
Now, this week, Governor Murphy confirmed that his chief of staff is resigning.
Pete Camerano is going to be hanging his spikes up as chief of staff next month, probably sometime after the State of the State address.
Pete Camerano is one of those staffers that you're going to be questioning as part of your investigation. And according to the Wall Street Journal, he was among those who knew there was a sexual assault accusation against Alvarez. Is his resignation a coincidence, or is it related to the Alvarez case?
I can't judge that. The governor said that when Pete came on staff that they had an agreement that he would be there for some finite amount of time. So I don't know whether his resignation was moved up or is according to what their plans were all along.
Now, meanwhile, Governor Murphy is struggling to get his priorities through the legislature, most notably minimum wage and legal marijuana. A bill introduced by Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. For some workers under this plan, it wouldn't go up to 15 for a decade. Governor Murphy does not like that timeline. He wants it phased in by 2021. And that is a timeline that Democrats in the legislature have pushed for in the past. And I want to ask, now that the Democrats have control of the governor's office and the Senate and the Assembly in New Jersey, why are you and your colleagues backing away after supporting a more progressive minimum wage bill for years?
Well, first of all, there are many things that we haven't backed away from. Governor Murphy was in office less than 3 months when we put on his desk the strongest pay equity bill in the nation, when we put on his desk the resumption of funding for women's health care, when we put on his desk earned sick leave guaranteed to employees. I believe, particularly following a meeting with leadership and the governor's office this past week that they are making a great headway toward coming to a compromise on the $15 minimum wage.
It seems like more progress can be made when leadership meets face-to-face.
No kidding.
But get-togethers have been rare for this crew, right?
Yes, you are absolutely right.
Why is that?
Well, if for a whole variety of reasons. Egos get involved. Somebody gets angry at someone else. It is really important that we in leadership and that our Senate President Speaker have regular meetings and interchanges directly with the governor as well as at a staff level. And I'm hoping that Thursday's meeting will be leading to more meetings and more compromise.
Okay, we'll have to see what 2019 holds. Now, finally, I have to ask about this. What about this redistricting bill that is making its way through the legislature? We've been hearing a lot about this, seeing opposition from dozens of organizations, including the Princeton Gerrymandering Project and former Attorney General under President Obama, Eric Holder. Is it right to move forward with a bill that has such a broad base of Democratic-leaning organizations opposing it?
You are absolutely correct. A huge amount of grassroots activists, formal organizations. It seems like however this bill was constructed, it managed to affront almost everybody at a different level. So we will be having a serious discussion about that in our caucus on Monday before our voting session, and we will see what happens with it. At this moment, it is on the floor to be voted on in both houses, but I would say that's not a foregone conclusion.
That's interesting. I mean, the opposition to this covers local and national groups, progressive activist groups, Republicans, Democrats, people who argue against gerrymandering, good government groups. It's a lot.
I said I think there's something in this bill to affront almost everybody. And that's not always easy to do, but apparently that's what we managed to do. And although this is more or less the same bill that was discussed really in depth 3 years ago, I don't believe that we explained it clearly enough. I think those of us in the legislature still have questions, and I think it needed or should have a much further fleshing out so that all of this could have been addressed and the better parts of this bill can get through. But we'll see what happens on Monday.
New Jersey Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having us.